streams of water big enough around anywhere where you were living to have little boats, little fishing boats of any kind?
It was a bayou. Uh-huh, and they had a boat over across the bayou, is it called?
They call
the
it
bayou.
Bayou
is smaller than a river or a lake.
It's smaller than a river
or a lake, that's right.
Oh. Now, would that would be, now you were talking about you lived in the bottoms, didn't you say?
Now, when I married, I moved near a bayou, which was called Blackfish Bayou.
Uh-huh. I'm not familiar with the bayou, so I didn't know exactly what that is.
See, that's, you've got your bayou, then your lake, and then your river.
And then your river, I see. Yeah. That's very interesting. Now, the bayou, how does a bayou compare to a creek, for example?
It's a little larger than a creek.
Oh, it's a little larger than a creek.
Creek's the smallest.
Creek's the smallest. Very good. Okay. Yeah. Now, creek, I know, but a bayou, if a company wanted you to try out something new, they might send you a free
sample.
And now, what would you call those things that women would wear over their dresses? I don't really wear much anymore, as much as they used to, but women would wear over their dresses to keep them getting stuff on their
apron.
Yeah. And now, if a person needed to sign their name in ink, they'd have to use a
Back in those days, you had an ink pen.
They call it an ink pen back in those days.
Uh-huh.
And what about, like, to hold a baby's diaper in place, they'd use a
safety pen.
And they did have those back in
safety pens.
Well, what about those cups that were made out of metal? What would they be?
Tin cups.
They'd be tin. And, now, if talking about, and of course, they're not worth much anymore, but in those, a dime would be worth
10 cents.
And now this next part's about clothing. Now, in the wintertime, when it'd be real cold weather, to go outside, you'd have to put on.
When I was growing up, what are you talking about? You had on your coat, but we wore underwear.
Oh, that would be the.
Your underwear that was next to you.
That
of course, you had on your long coat, your sweater up on there, mother put too much on me.
Of all this up under your coat.
Yes,
Oh, wow. Well, now, as far as what men would wear to work in, what would they generally wear to work in?
Those days, they mostly wore overalls.
Uh-huh. Now, those would be the things that
overalls
go
and a jumper.
And a jumper. Uh-huh.
See, that would make the suit
work
in the winter.
Uh-huh. Now, what would a jumper be? I'm not familiar with
it. It's a jacket-like. It's made just
kind of
like a jacket, but it's made out of the same material that the overalls were made out of. And that's why it's called overalls and a jumper. And most men come wintertime, fall of the year, he try to get him two suits. They carry him through to the next year. That was back when I was a child.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, now, what about to church? What would they wear to church?
Well, men, most of them would have a pair of pants and a jacket that you wore to church.
Oh, they would.
Some would be able to have a suit. Very few was able to have suits in those days.
Well, now, did people ever wear those three-piece?
The vest and all, yeah.
Sometimes.
When you were able to get a suit, but you was doing pretty good.
That
consisted of pants, vest, and coat.
Yeah, that's what.
Sometimes you just had the coat and the vest and the pants of a different color, but most everybody then tried to have a vest at least.
They would,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Try to have a vest. Well, now, if a man had a pair of tight pants and stuffed a lot of things in the pockets, you'd say it makes his pockets.
What, trying to
get the word, if you stuff a lot of things in anybody's pockets, it makes your pockets
trying to make them fat stick out.
Mm-hmm. And